Three city council candidates filed their petitions yesterday. That includes former city councilor Paul Anderson. Anderson served on the city council for nearly two decades. He lost a re-election bid last year, but says he's kept up with city issues.
I've still got the knowledge. I still am keeping in focus of what's going on and with the parliamentary procedure. I mean, I'd like to see the decorum of the council get back to what it used to be. It seems to be pretty hectic right now. And a couple other things were, you know, basically like city employees' morale. There seems to be some, you know, a hostile work environment. I've seen that and talking to a few of them.
Anderson says he does his homework and questions everything, but also gets along with the city manager and city employees. He says they deserve better recognition for their work.
I, you know, welcome the opportunity to serve again and with Rich Undercoffler and them. I've always had a good rapport with the city staff, so, you know, and I appreciate everything they've done. And I think that's the kind of thing you have to get out is the recognition of some of these employees.
In addition to serving on the council, Anderson has also served on a number of local and regional boards. He's 63 and was in the U.S. Army for 21 years before retiring in 1984. He now owns a monitor heating service here in town. Another of the three candidates to file for city council yesterday was Jim Demko. Demko works for the Alaska Marine Highway System in Petersburg. He's 55 years old. He and his wife, Kelly, a school teacher, have lived in Petersburg for about 19 years. Demko has previous government experience as a planning and zoning commissioner in Petersburg, and he's run for council in the past but did not win a seat. Since the last time he ran, Demko has become a father, and he's concerned about the future his five-year-old son will inherit.
Everything about life excites Liam. This is all new and great stuff, and it feels so good to watch this. But then, you know, in the back of my mind, I know that the world he's inheriting isn't exactly fun and exciting. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't want to be his age right now. And the main issues are our climate crisis and our energy crisis, which are actually one and the same. And we can't wait for government to do it, that is, you know, the federal government. Most the solutions to climate change and to our energy crisis are local. And we don't need to reinvent the wheel either. There's cities all over the world and all over our nation that are making the changes both to lower their impact and also to adapt to the changes that are coming around. And I could, you know, I would be just so excited to get in there and start actually doing something.
Demko hopes to initiate local efforts to respond to energy and climate crises.
I'd like to see the Economic Development Committee and office there turned into a sustainable economic development. I think with some training, a little bit of education, and which they could share with the council and the town, there's just marvelous things we could do in this community. I believe, you know, after 18, 19 years, I still believe every day that this is just a beautiful place to live and one of the best places in the world to live, just a marvelous place to raise up my little boy. And, you know, I have to maintain this, you know, paradise for him. So that's why I'm in this time.
Another candidate to file for city council Tuesday was Lee Correo. Correo was pastor of the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church.
Well, I think the thing that prompted me to run for city council, frankly, is the is my concern that there's a lot of tension and poor management of meetings, and we need to somehow get things into a place where we can actually discuss issues and come to conclusions and maybe smooth out some of the power block stuff that's happening there. And in addition to that, I believe that locally and regionally, Alaska is facing some very significant changes. I think this year's fishing returns is indicative of that reality. And as our economy has been shifting for the past decade or more, it creates some interesting problems for us. Of course, we face the what to do about our energy issues and the whole Thomas Bay Power Authority issue and the Cascade Creek Corp issue. as well as things right here on the local level, as we have a number of projects that that have been proposed, and we have to find a timetable and a means that's fits our times. We're in tight times, and I'm a fiscal conservative, and I'm concerned that we maintain an awareness that the taxpayers have to bear the burden of every decision that's being made at the city level.
Correo is 51. His wife Carla is originally from Petersburg, and their family spent much of the last 30 years in southeast Alaska, including Petersburg, Cake, Heideberg, and Ketchikan. They returned to Petersburg 5 years ago. The first candidate to file for council earlier this month was Sarah Stoner. Stoner fishes for a living with her husband Ray. She is 24 and grew up here in Petersburg.
I am third-generation Petersburg resident. I'm pretty young, but I believe that young people need to get involved in city government now. I plan on staying here for a long time and raising a family. My husband and I own a fishing business here, and we believe in running it responsibly, and my main goal is that the city government is run responsibly as well, which includes living within a reasonable budget like the rest of us have to. So I want to make sure that people will continue to be able to afford living and working in Petersburg for a long time.
Although Stoner is new to politics, she gained statewide attention earlier this year after circulating a petition asking Congress to help fishermen deal with skyrocketing fuel prices. Neither of the two incumbent councilors, Dan Hickman and John Haverlick, filed for re-election to the council. However, Haverlick did file for one of the two open 3-year terms on the Harbor Board, along with vessel owner Jeff Berg and incumbent board member Harold Madalyn Jr. So there will be a race for those two seats. Meanwhile, another 1-year term on that board has no candidate. There will also be a race for Hospital Board. There are 2 seats opening up on that board as well, and 3 candidates, including Tim Kieneman, Darcy Judy, and incumbent Chris Kissinger. Both school board incumbents, Randy Lantine and Gene Ellis, have filed for re-election, and they are unopposed on the ballot for the school board, as are Sid Bacom and Albert Hardin, who are running for re-election to their seats on the Public Safety Advisory Board. Library Board President Julie Hersey and member Alec McMurrin are both unopposed as well for re-election, and incumbents Nancy Strand and Rick Braun are running unopposed for the Utility Board. That still leaves 1 more Utility Board seat with no taker. And Pam Duvall was the only candidate running for re-election to the Planning Commission, and that leaves 1 empty seat there as well. There are also 2 seats open and no candidates for the Parks and Recreation Board. Anyone interested in being counted as a write-in candidate for any of these board and commission seats is required to file a letter of interest by the Friday before the October 7th vote. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.